First case this evening is case number 12488, Sandhill Real Estate Investments LLC seek variances from the front yard setback requirements for proposed structures. Sections 115.25 and 115.182 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. These properties are the estates of, within the estates of Sandhill Valley, which is located at the intersection of Hough Road and Vines Avenue. The 911 address is the estates of Sandhill Valley, lots 7 through 83, 93 through 177, 190 through 243, 254 through 301, 309 through 350, and lot 360 through 393. The zoning district is AR1, Agricultural Residential Zoning District, and the tax parcel ID is District 135, map 10.00, and parcels 212.00 through 288.00, and 298.00 through 382.00, 395 through 448, 459 through 506, 514 through 555, and 565 through 598.00. Specifically, the applicant is requesting a blanket variance of 5 feet from the required 25-foot front yard setback for 240 of the lots. The applicant has also noted that the side yard setback is proposed to increase from 10 feet to 12.5 feet. Staff would note that we have received 0 letters of support, 0 letters of opposition, and 1 mail return. Thank you.
Thank you. The applicant before us, Mr. Sharp.
And I guess just so that we have it on the record, as the IT professional is not yet here, we're not able to accept phone calls on this, though we are live on the internet. If the IT professional arrives prior to the end of this hearing, we will be able to accept calls, but otherwise the record will need to be remain open to a later date. I do note that Vince Robertson is here to participate in my stead on this one, so I'm going to leave the area for the moment until the end of this hearing.
Thank
and
you.
I'll hand it over to Mr. Robertson.
Thank you, Mr. Sharp.
Mr. Willard. Good evening.
Madam Chair, I take off my mask, right?
You can.
Appreciate it. I was actually running halfway down the sidewalk moments ago when somebody yelled at me. They flipped one and two. So I've caught my breath, though, because I know Mr. Fuqua can be long-winded. So.
He's not in here right now.
So my name's Tim Willard. I'm with Fuqua Willard Stevens and Schaub. We have offices here in Georgetown and elsewhere in the county. I represent the applicant in this case, NVR Inc. And Mr. Whitehouse has summarized what the application is for. It's a blanket variance for the lots that were listed. So I intend to tell you what they are. It's fairly simple. I can tell you, first of all, who's here. There's the property up there. It's the Vines at Sand Hill, and the property was in the Sposato family for years. Still is. Tony, I'll introduce who's here. You guys don't have to come up. Just wave. Tony Sposato's here. He's seated back there. Todd Hickman is here with NVR Homes, and I have two other gentlemen.
Are you going to have any of those people speak?
I intended to call Zach Krautz, who you've heard from before, and perhaps Mr. Hickman, just to confirm what I've said. I know you have a long night, so I'm going to probably do most of the testimony and then see if he has anything to add. So possibly Mr. Hickman and Mr. Krautz.
And would we like to swear them in at this time or wait till he's finished?
Let's wait till he's finished, just the way this is all sort of set up. I think it might be easier just to do it when they come to the podium, since I'm here and they're there and everything else. So we get it on the record that way.
Thank you.
Okay.
Yes.
And behind those gentlemen are two other gentlemen, Ted Roberti and Pete Melanick, and they're also division managers of Ryan. So the big picture here is, and I'll give
so
you...
So are you telling me NVR is Ryan?
Yeah, as I understand it, NVR is more the parent company, and then Ryan's a branch. But
okay.
Ryan's listed as the applicant and the contract owner of these lots that were listed. Although Sposato owns the property and they've had it for years. So a little history on this, on the Vines at Sand Hill. This was developed in the early 2000 boom, if you will. And you remember clusters, we still have them. This was developed as a cluster development, where you could get a certain amount of density with a certain amount of lot size. And what's unique about it, perhaps it wasn't unique then, but it's unique now, is the dimensions of the lot. They're square. They're not exceptionally small, but they're more or less square. They're all about 100 feet in depth, and they're about 95 feet average in width, so they're square. What happened when this originally was developed is the developer was the builder and had a product that they intended to put on these lots. They knew what they were going to put there, and they knew their building dimensions, so that's how they designed it. In 2008, it's really nobody's fault, but everything kind of went south, and this, like a lot of projects, was put on the shelf, and it didn't die on the vine. It was revived like this. Ryan, who has a presence here in Sussex County, came along, and they have purchased these lots, but quite frankly, their product, and the only products they have, are several houses with dimensions that are longer than perhaps can fit on this, mainly because of the back porch. And we're here today to ask specifically for a 5-foot variance to the 25-foot for these lots in the front. Currently, they have a 25-foot setback in the front. We're asking for just a 20-foot. And the reason is because their product is between 65 and 68 feet, which would include a back porch, and at the 25 feet, it would exceed that. And in doing so, because we don't want to upset what was originally decided as far as a building footprint, we've offered, as you can do, add conditions to your setbacks to add 2.5 feet on either side, so the net building footprint doesn't change that much. It's very minimal, if anything. That's the general application, if you will. I have some other slides. I don't know if you can run through them.
Why was the purchase date 2011 on the application, and you're telling us that this was designed in 2008?
I don't have...
If the Spazzatos owned it for a long period of time.
I don't have the answer to that question. Maybe I misspoke. I could call Mr. Spazzato up to answer that question.
Yeah.
I don't know if that this particular property was in the Spazzato family.
But that's what you stated earlier.
Right, I thought it was. I may have misspoke.
Okay.
Or I may not have my facts straight. I know they own property near there, and in a pre-conference
meeting.
Let's
clear that up before we proceed.
Yeah, and Tony, can you come forward, please? Oh, I have to back up.
Just so that we have the facts straight on the record.
And that may not be correct, so...
Need to be sworn in.
Mr. Spazzato, do you swear affirm to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth in your testimony in this matter?
I do.
All right, thank you.
So, it's your question.
So, the application.
Just real quick, Madam Chair, if you could give your name and address for the record.
David Anthony Spazzato, 16181 Hudson Road, Melton, Delaware.
Thank you.
Your application states the purchase date of this property was 7/12/2011. But as you go through, it says in 2008, the project was designed for
a
specific, and Mr. Willard stated that this had been owned for quite some time.
Well, the farm has been in the family for probably 40 years. We took the farm through into engineering, and we started in like 2006, 2007. Then we had the financial crisis. And I believe 2008 is when we maybe finalized the majority of the work on the project.
So the purchase date is incorrect on this application. Is that what you're telling me? It says 2011.
I think it's...
Or possibly you created the LLC in 2011.
Probably,
and
that's
may,
what happened.
May have been transferred from a family name into the LLC.
Yeah, I think the deed should have been included in the
No.
You can provide that. I'm sorry.
There
were a few cooks in the kitchen, but I don't. Yeah. I take responsibility. We can get you the deed and property without
it's fine.
A problem. You obviously have it in front of you, I think.
I don't have a deed.
Okay.
We just have the different homes and the site plan that you wish to change. Okay.
Anything else from this?
No, not this time.
Thank you.
So what I was saying was in the family, and that's what I had thought. So the diagram that's up there now, it shows sort of a before and after. And again, it's fairly simple, but I'll call Zach up here just to sort of explain what it looks like as far as the building building lot, if I may.
My apologies. Mr. Crouch, do you swear or affirm to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth in this, in your testimony in this matter?
Yes, I do.
All right, thank you.
Please, Nate, please state your name and your address.
Good evening. Zach Crouch with Davis Bowen and Friedle, 1 Park Avenue, Milford, Delaware.
Thank you.
You just want
to... Well, yeah, you can see, it's hard for us to see from here. Maybe you could explain, if they have it before them, what's going on there. I've described the variance request and the condition requested.
So then there's 5 criteria for granting a variance. That's what needs to be addressed.
Yes. And what we did was we put this exhibit together to kind of explain what the difference was based on what was previously approved and what we're requesting. And just to kind of go through this real quick, you can see the first product with the 10-foot, with the 25 feet per the approved plan and the 10 feet in the back, you can see that the back portion of the porch extends over the property or the setback line. And with the requested variance of 20 feet, you can see that this product now fits within the setback line. And here again, that's with 12 and a half feet on both sides.
Did you take into account the small lot ordinance on this? Or doesn't it, Mr. Whitehouse?
If I can assist, Madam Chair, this is a cluster subdivision,
yes.
So it would not benefit from the small lot ordinance. So.
Trying to help.
Appreciate it. And then the second product there again, you can see how it kind of extends over the setback line, and again with the reduction in the 5 feet of the front yard setback, the product is able to show that the outdoor porch is within the setbacks. And again, the whole concept here was to show that, you know, in an RPC, the front yard setback is 20 feet and the cluster is 25 feet. Nothing has changed. What's, you know, we even with the 20 feet, reducing it from 25 to 20 feet, it doesn't affect the driveways, the impervious area, the buildable area, which we try to keep to a minimum, which is only a difference of 23 square feet. But we wanted to show that we can increase the side yard setbacks. As you can see, there's plenty of room on both sides, but unfortunately with this product, it's the death of the product itself to try to
With the variance, what size would the screened-in porch be if we'd be allowed then, right? Like 10 by 14 or so?
Yes.
What's in the rear of most of these lots as far as stormwater?
And that's the other concern, and which is a concern across Sussex County, is that rear yard drainage. And when these houses are typically built and are up to the building setback line, a lot of these subdivisions do not provide enough room between the backs of each lot, which is only 20 feet, to provide adequate drainage. And unfortunately, you know, this product, this subdivision was done back in 2008, and there's not enough room between. I mean, there's adequate room, but to keep the swales deep so you can have positive drainage, it's a challenge when you have houses right on the setback line. So this would allow some more area for rear yard drainage as well.
And those people are probably going to need a screened-in porch to keep the mosquitoes away.
Well,
just saying.
So, I mean, there again, the goal was to show that we do not want to increase the buildable area because of stormwater management and the driveways for ADA requirements and also to meet the requirements for the county. So we wanted to show that there was at least two and a half, we were going to increase the side yard setbacks by 2.5 feet on both sides to kind of take that out.
And it'll give it more room in between the units.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, yes. So even if somebody wanted to build a water house, you're at least providing that much more of a separation distance in between, which was what currently was not there.
On the front part of the subdivision, there's some lots that are not included in this variance. Are they already developed?
Yes, they were built by D.R. Horton, another builder. So there is a product that's already been built, and I think if Mr. Whitehouse goes to the aerial that was previously up on the screen, you can see portions of the front of the subdivision has, you know, those houses are built.
Have you let those neighbors know what you had planned, Mr. Willard?
I think they should have gotten notice.
Yes.
Well, I know they should have gotten notice, but
I'm asking
you if your group reached out to the other people that have already built a house and let them know what you had in mind for the 95% of the subdivision.
I could ask Mr. Hickman that. I don't have any knowledge of that. I did ask about those that were developed, but not your specific question. I don't know if someone may be here tonight, might be able to weigh in.
Thank you.
So if you're done with Mr. Crouch, I'll just touch on the elements that are required. And I'm actually going to summarize what I've already provided, but I think it's important for the record as far as the uniqueness. In 2008, and some of this is repetitive, the project was designed for a specific product. When originally designed, the lots are wide, but the depths are minimum. The applicant is taking over the project, but their product does not fit on the wide lots, so the reduction in the front yard setback will allow them to offer more product selections. The width of these lots is unique for cluster development and would inhibit outdoor space cannot otherwise be developed. You know, we always rely on the reasonableness aspect of this. And most of the product that the applicant offers is between 65 and 68 feet in depth. The current buildable depth is 65. Reducing the front yard setback allows them to offer different products. The lot dimensions that were originally approved do not allow flexibility for a deeper product. Specifically, these dimensions make it unreasonable to offer outdoor porches in the rear with a 20-foot setback. So, to some extent, we're asking for individuals, if they had to go forward with a house and couldn't have a back porch, you've seen requests for variances so they can do it. This, for all the reasons stated, I think fits within what would an individual hardship might ask, but that's why we're asking for a blanket, because we think it is reasonable and we could head that off. It wasn't created by the applicant. Obviously, the uniqueness of this and the history of it is significant, as well as the shape of the lots. And that's why we're asking for this. I think what's important about developers such as NVR or their product, Ryan, is it's unlike maybe a custom development when you have a 3/4 acre lot where they can have money to throw around and play with designs and things like this. In cases like this, they can offer a nice product that's more reasonable. That goes to the reasonableness, and they didn't create the situation. Will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. As Mr. Crouch stated, we're limiting the buildable, we're offering a condition which doesn't really change the buildable print at all. Also, we spoke about helping to give some room for the swales in the back. So it should actually be an improvement. And it is the minimum, the 5-foot reduction from the 25 within the front yard setback will allow builder to offer the product with the back porch. And also improve the swale situation, and we think it is a minimum, especially if the board's inclined to approve this with the conditions to limit the side yard at the same time. So I'll call Mr. Hickman up here just to verify what I've said, and if you have any questions for me or any of the people that are here tonight, obviously we'll take them. Todd, you're going to have to be sworn first.
Good evening, Mr. Hickman. Do you swear or affirm to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth in your testimony in this matter?
I do.
Okay, and if you would give your name and place of residence for the record.
Sure. Todd Hickman, 34372 Indian River Drive, Dagsboro, Delaware.
And you've heard my representations and Mr. Crouch's to the board. Are they true and correct to the best of your knowledge?
Absolutely.
Are there questions from members of the board?
Yes, ma'am.
Dr. Carson?
Just so I'm sure I understand, you're asking for a trade on the 5-foot in giving 2.5 foot on each of the sides. Is that correct?
Exactly.
Okay. And in the event that at the 20-foot mark, looking at the diagrams of the products, the only encroachment would have been a porch.
based on the products they have to offer here. You can answer, Tom, I'm sorry.
Yeah, so the request is really to allow us to offer the rear outdoor living that's in demand by buyers today. I think when the project was designed many years ago, wider homes that weren't quite as deep was more the norm. Today, our buyers have a strong preference to be able to have an exterior porch to be able to enjoy the outdoor area. Without the variance, our porch size becomes such that it's very difficult to even place a table within that porch. So the request is to grant to allow us to build the homes 5 feet closer, give us the extra room in the side or in the back, in trade-off for the width. We think it's in character with the community in terms of the homes that are built today.
But the building envelope itself, and based upon the product that you showed us, would be further than 20 from the front, as far as the building product. The home itself, sure. The porch may come in, but the home itself would be further than 20 from.
Well, the porch is going to be on the back.
Well, didn't we see pictures of a front?
Yeah, yes, and I don't know if you can pull them up, but that actually shows the closest thing to the road, I think, would be the garage door, which would be 20 feet.
Okay.
So instead of 25, and you might have been seeing the porch in the back, but that's well within the setback.
Okay.
Correct. Yeah, the bigger porch is the garage. There you can see. So the garage front would be at 20 feet instead of 25.
The home would be so far behind. Okay.
And by moving it forward just 5, if the products that are shown in any part of your file, it would actually be they'd be about 3 feet over if the variance wasn't. So, you know, you may get applications to do that, but that's one of the reasons this is a blanket, thinking it's reasonable.
Thank you.
The homes that you have proposed, they are similar to what's already been built in the development?
Yes, ma'am.
This will not increase density. I mean, the number of lots that are there will be the number of lots.
No change to the number of
okay.
lots. No? Nope. Good. Okay. I think, did you have anything to
I
ask?
I did not, no. Thank you.
Done with me?
Right this
for
minute.
The time being.
For right now. Is there anyone here in favor of the application? Is there anyone here in opposition of this application?
It does not appear that our IT folks have made it here yet. So with that, what I would do is ask that you keep the record open for written comments for a specified amount of time. Because anybody who had an interest that may be appearing online would be able to watch it, since we are broadcasting the video, they just can't call in.
Could they call in once the IT, if we left the record open, can we come back to it?
That's a possibility if you wanted to do that.
I think that would be the best thing to finish.
Finish it tonight. I think that would be the right thing to do since everybody's here.
Yeah. No, that's fine. You know, it was just when Mr. Sharp and I first talked about it, we weren't sure when or if the IT folks are going to be here, but it sounds like they should be here at any point. So we can refer back to it at the end of the agenda.
So we will now leave the record open until which time our IT person arrives. Then we will circle back to this application and ask for any call-in comments.
So I would ask then, while we're at it, just so it's clear to people who may be watching online, if there is anyone with an interest in this application, to continue to watch online until we circle back, as you said, with the IT people, so that they would have an opportunity to call in at that point. And we'll announce that clearly so that they would understand. Thank you.
Did you have anything?
May I ask one question? I know you have other things on the agenda. You'd like us to remain until to see the IT and see what happens? Okay.
Please.
If you don't mind.
So do I need a motion to keep the record open? I don't.
I don't think you do at this point. Yeah,
okay.
Because we're going to wait.
So we're going to leave the record open until which time our IT arrives. And then we will circle back to case number 12,488 for call-in comments.